Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get to. Appreciate you. Tons happening. It's interesting watching the news when you've got a Democrat administration. Interesting watching the news when you have a Republican administration. I find that the moves by Republicans when they're in office are more above board, although there are plenty of establishment of Republicans that don't do it right. And when Democrats are in, are way under board. I really think that they really are underhanded, and they'll do anything they can, because I believe that the difference between a liberal and a conservative is a liberal will do anything as long as it's the means to the end they want. And I think that conservatives will do things within the law and within their own value system and hopefully get to the proper end without taking any underhanded means they want. And I say that as I'm looking at some of the cases that are going on right now. You've got the fact that this Department of Justice, under this president, is now going after four cops that were at the Breonna Taylor death. That's interesting to me. We also have a Republican, a conservative in Florida, in DeSantis, suspending a state attorney because the state attorney would not do what the law says. So we're going to get into all that. Plus, at the bottom of the hour, it's going to be Tracy Beans, who's going to explain the FBI whistleblowers about Russian disinformation that never was. And the story is more intricate than you think. And the circular way they use the news media, who are all compliant, and how they use the news media in getting, again, a means to their end. They don't really care how they have to do it. They could cheat, they could steal, they can be underboard as much as they want, as long as they get the proper result. We'll do all that and then some on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Uh-huh. Let's go.
Seems I got to have a change in scene, 'cause every night I have the strangest dream.
Carrie, how you doing?
Oh, okay. Listening to a little Mel, Mark, and Donnie.
There we go.
Thursday.
Gonna need you till the top of the hour, if you don't mind.
All right, fine. Mark, Mel, Don.
No. You don't even know what it is.
I don't even.
Mark, Don, and Mel.
Yes, Mark, Don, and Mel. Thank you.
That's Polo. That's Sam. I'm Joe. Let's do it. Thursday, almost Friday, the weekend's almost here. It's how we do. A lot of you tune in for Campus Reform on Thursdays. We moved Campus Reform to tomorrow this week because we wanted to get Mark Lamb in. And hopefully you were listening in the first hour. We had Sheriff Mark Lamb from Pinal County, Arizona. Because that story is so fluid. Carrie, can you check your sources and see where we are on that? Is there any update out of Arizona? Because the last you had was 80-something percent. I thought it was 90-something percent. So hopefully we're getting an update. And I know that Carrie Lake was still in the lead over, I believe it's Karen Robeson. But the lead was only by 10,000, 12,000, 14,000 votes, something like that. I wonder where we are now.
Well, this is from AZ Central. It's still too close to call. A big batch of vote results was scheduled to be released at 7 p.m. Thursday, according to the Maricopa County Elections Department. So maybe we'll find out something pretty soon.
So that's in about 2 hours.
About
7 p.m. for them. They're 2 hours behind us as we do the show live. So that'll be a couple of hours from now. So we won't know before we get off the air. I appreciate the update. Tell me, that whole thing's interesting. So we'll have Campus Reform tomorrow. Make sure you stick around for that. Again, Tracy Beans at the bottom of this hour. I'm going to give you all I know, all I can remember from the Breonna Taylor case off the top of my head. I don't have it in front of me. But all this is verified. I had it from sources far and wide. Had it from Brandon Tatum, who actually went through the court papers in the Breonna Taylor case. And making her a martyr is what the left wanted to do. The social justice warriors, the Black Lives Matter people, and so on. They wanted to make her a martyr. They also wanted to get rid of no-knock warrants. A no-knock warrant was not used in the Breonna Taylor case. But here we are, similar to when Obama was in office. They tried to persecute, prosecute, end the career of and the freedom of the police officer in the Michael Brown case. If you recall, Michael Brown, 6'4", 6'5", 290, almost 300 pounds, just did a strong-armed robbery and was walking down the middle of the street with his friend, and the cop in his police-issued SUV, it was clear he was a cop, said, get out of the street. And I guess Brown took umbrage to that or something and then reached into the car, got into a fight with the cop, grabbed his gun. I mean, all this was proven, not by me. It was proven by Eric Holder's Department of Justice. Eric Holder wanted to find this cop guilty of something and couldn't. It turned out Michael Brown wasn't on his knees, did not put his hands up, didn't say don't shoot. He was charging the cop at almost 300 pounds, and the cop defended his life and the community by killing him. And again, I'm not deciding. I wasn't there. Eric Holder's report says so. So no charges for the cop. So what did they do? The Department of Justice didn't just pack up and leave. Remember, Obama's White House sent two representatives to Michael Brown's funeral. A guy who was high on marijuana at the time, just did a strong-armed robbery, and was attacking a police officer. We sent two representatives from the White House there. Okay? There were riots in Ferguson. Well, what the Department of Justice did, okay, there are no charges there. That guy is not guilty. That cop did what he had to do. But the entire police force is guilty of racism in Ferguson. That's what the report ended up saying. Well, why do you say that? Well, they seem to hand out tickets exponentially more to black people than anybody else. Something to that effect. I'm like, wow, you'll make a case out of this, even if there shouldn't be a case. That's what they're doing. And it's not that different from Breonna Taylor. I thought that case was over. I thought it was decided that they were fired upon first by her boyfriend or her friend, whoever was there, which is true. Cop was hit in the leg, and they shot back, and she ended up dying. She's in the crossfire. No-knock warrant was not used. They had one. They just didn't use it. They said, police, open up. We have an eyewitness that said so, an eyewitness that has nothing to gain. So we know that. She was named in the warrant as well as somebody they felt was connected to the case. Well, now, Carrie, were you as surprised as I was that there are charges? I'm not asking you if you agree with the charges or not. Were you surprised this case came back up?
I was, yeah. I was not expecting that.
All of a sudden, you got four cops that are charged. If you don't mind, fill me in on exactly what it is they're facing, because I thought the case was over.
Do I have that story?
I thought so. And if you don't, you're about to.
Okay.
Let me tell you that. Let me tell you something right now. You're about to have it.
Uh-huh. Hey,
so if you can, fill us in on what it is. Because, again, every picture you see of her is a beautiful young girl. She was an EMT. Turns out she wasn't an EMT for 3 years. Turns out she had all sorts of connections with people that rented a car, and then there was some sort of illegal activity happened in the car. But we're to believe that she was a martyr. She was an angel. Social justice. Look, I don't want Breonna Taylor to be dead, but she had herself in a place that she shouldn't have been, with a guy who was getting a warrant served on him, and she was named by the police as somebody who was involved in this whole thing. So the case has pretty much gone away because the cops did nothing wrong by returning fire. They didn't shoot first, but now they face charges. Go ahead.
From CNN, four current and former Louisville police officers involved in the deadly raid on Breonna Taylor's home, including detectives who worked on the search warrant and the ex-officer accused of firing blindly into her home, have been charged with civil rights violations and other counts. Attorney General Merrick Garland said Thursday the charges mark the first federal counts leveled against any of the officers involved in the botched raid. In addition to civil rights offenses, federal authorities charged the four with unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction, Garland said. Taylor's mom, Tamika Palmer, said she's waited 874 days for federal charges to be filed and has beaten everything sent to break her. Her daughter's death has taken her to a place that we can't even imagine, she said. Every day has been March 13th, for me, Palmer said, referring to the day Taylor was killed in 2020. A former Detective Joshua James, 40, Detective Kelly Goodlett, and Sergeant Kyle Meany, 35, were charged with submitting a false affidavit to search Taylor's home ahead of the Louisville Metropolitan Police Department's raid, and then working together to create a false cover story in an attempt to escape responsibility for their roles in preparing the warrant affidavit that contained false information, according to court documents. Ex-Detective Brett Hankinson Jackson is alleged to have willfully used unconstitutionally excessive force when he fired his service weapon into Taylor's apartment through a covered window and covered glass door. He is charged with depriving Taylor and a guest in her home of their constitutional rights by firing shots through a bedroom window that was covered with blinds and a blackout curtain, the U.S. Department of Justice said. The 46-year-old also faces charges of depriving three of Taylor's neighbors of their constitutional rights, as according to the indictment, the bullets he fired traveled through a wall in Taylor's home and into an adjacent apartment.
Okay. None of the charges, you'll note, is for the death of Breonna Taylor. None of them. No, deprived their civil rights, deprived their constitutional rights, somehow conspired to alter paperwork or something. I mean, this is a stretch. They're doing everything they can to make these guys face charges in a case that is far more involved and far more intricate than you've been told by the media. Now, without me getting into it, because I had Brendan Tatum on to talk about this at the time, go and look him up. TheOfficerTatum.com, I think, TheOfficerTatum.com, and look up Breonna Taylor. He's got all the paperwork. He's got all the court papers. He's got everything. Yeah, because people are still making this about an innocent EMT was killed. She hadn't been an EMT for a long time. It's also about how there was a no-knock warrant that was used. And Brandon makes the case that had a no-knock warrant actually been used, that Breonna Taylor probably would still be alive because the boyfriend or the guy she was there with would not have had time to grab his gun and shoot. And again, a witness says they did identify themselves as police before going in, so it wasn't a no-knock. A no-knock warrant is you show up and knock the door in. You don't say anything. So your thoughts about this. It's reminiscent of the Rodney King trial, and when you saw the video of Rodney King being beaten, I think people should have faced charges, but they were found not guilty, I believe, locally. Then they were brought up on federal charges of, again, violating his civil rights. This seems to be the fallback. If we can't get you on what it is you've been charged with, and if you had your fair day in court and you win and you're exonerated, we're still going to get you. And that's what it appears to be to me. Your thoughts on this? 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. I definitely want to hear from you. It's a case that I thought went away. And now because Merrick Garland, who was owed a job somehow, is now the attorney general, now the case suddenly shines its head again. And with this now being in the fore again, I was waiting. Carrie, as I read that story, I was waiting for it to say who was charged with her murder. Nobody.
No.
There is no charge in her death. There's a charge about civil rights, constitutional rights, a conspiracy to change paperwork. I mean, they're reaching here, in my opinion, but I'm right that they are not charging anybody with her death, right?
That is correct, yes. It's all about, there apparently, constitutional rights.
Yes. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Got to tell you about Superbeats. Superbeats, awesome. Love the Superbeats. Got another batch yesterday. The heart chews are amazing. You open it up, just a great scent. We've been telling you about Superbeats for a long time. You used to do the powder in the morning, but you know, sometimes you forget to do that. You could take these with you. These can be in your gym bag or your purse or in the console of the car, and you add these to your morning routine, and suddenly things are going to get that much better for you. And your family's going to love that you're doing something healthy for yourself. It's non-GMO beets, along with grapeseed extract, and somehow they made it taste amazing. You unwrap a chew or two in the morning. They're delicious. Let the Super Beats Heart Chews do the rest for you. It's actually very, very easy. And clinical studies show that it does, in fact, help you with a healthy lifestyle. I want you to go and get some of these right now. Again, the clinically researched grapeseed extract promotes heart healthy energy and normal blood pressure as part of a healthy lifestyle. Go to the website that they made for you. I got you up to 45% off plus free shipping at joelovesbeats.com. Joelovesbeats.com, their best offer available anywhere. Joelovesbeats.com up to 45% off. Joelovesbeats.com. Make that happen right now. Your phone calls when we come back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I'm glad to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Glad you've chosen to check out the Joe Pags Show tonight. We will have Tracy Beans at the bottom of the hour. Hearing a lot about the committees that are questioning the so-called whistleblowers. You had Ray was in front of the some committee today in the House, and he kept on saying, "Well, I got to catch a plane. I got to get out of here." Of course, he's got his own plane, being the FBI guy. So, the whole whistleblower thing is starting to really bubble up. And if the House and Senate go back to Republicans like they should in November, starting in January, they should start being able to chair these committees and get some real answers again. Now, Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, back in the day when they did have control, were able to get some questions answered. They were also able to expose the circular news cycle that assists the left in this country. And Tracy Beans gets into all that. I want you to stick around and check that out, okay? Make sure you do that. It's a very interesting conversation. You're going to learn a lot. Let me, in the meantime, talk about Eden Pure. Eden Pure has the Thunderstorm Air Purifier, which does an amazing job. You know, it freshens your home. Musty, mildewy smells just vanish after just a few seconds with the thunderstorm being on. And it literally smells like a thunderstorm rolled through. Clean, fresh air is left behind. I want you to get yourself one of these. In fact, get three of them and save a bunch of money right now. Going to take care of odors like litter boxes, trash cans, cigarette smoke, dirty diapers, and more. No match. Best of all, no filters to buy. Right now, you can save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack. For whole home protection, you're going to get three units for under $200. That's a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers that can go from up to, well, actually over $600. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere. You might need some clean, fresh air. And with this special offer, you're getting three units under $200. So go to their website right now, EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code PAGS3, P-A-G-S, the number 3, to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGS, the number 3. Shipping is free as well. Let me go to the phone lines. Is anybody surprised that the DOJ, under Merrick Garland, is trying to, again, get somebody to be arrested, to face charges, to possibly be detained and incarcerated for a long time over this case, a case that I thought was decided? And if you've gone to Brendan Tatum's website, I think it's theofficertatum.com, theofficertatum.com, and put in the search bar, Breonna Taylor, it's B-R-E-O-N-N-A, I believe, Taylor, and you'll see the details. What the media has been saying is just not true. Wasn't a no-knock warrant. They didn't just barge in. The other guy shot first. The guy in the house shot first. Wasn't the police shooting first. They say that they identified who they were. A neighbor actually agreed with that. Breonna Taylor was not an EMT, hadn't been for a long time, and she was somehow connected to a car that either had some sort of criminal activity in it, maybe even a dead body was found in the car, something about a rental car. So get all the details. Again, my memory is just giving you what I've got, but I got it from him directly. I got it from the actual court papers directly, and I want your thoughts on it. Let me go to William in Minnesota. William, what's happening? Hi.
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Living the dream.
Yeah, Officer Tatum had it right. I listened to this months ago, and it's this recirculating news, like you said, and they're trying to make something out of nothing. But Breonna Taylor was on that warrant. It was not a no-knock warrant at her house. They did have a no-knock warrant for her drug dealer boyfriend's house, and they did find a dead body in a car that she either owned or rented that was somehow tied to her drug dealer boyfriend. They're totally spinning it. And the other thing I would just want to tell you is that my youngest daughter's a police officer. She's been a police officer for 10 years. And she just quit because of the whole situation, of the lack of support and the removal of qualified immunity for police officers.
But, well, I thought that it would, yeah, I thought it gotten so bad in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Are you in that area?
I am. My daughter's a police officer in Colorado Springs.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because in Minneapolis, St. Paul, I know that the city council was like, why aren't police doing more? And then they found some more funding and started putting money back in. I don't know if they have their back, and Keith Ellison is a piece of garbage, your attorney general. But if it's in Colorado, that's a different story completely. Listen, I can't blame her. If they're not going to have your back at City Hall, why would you ever want to put your life on the line? Because you know that your life is going to be over if somebody complains racism, somebody complains that you were too brutal, or, you know, because you're afraid to do your job right, you might end up dead. So I can appreciate why she would do that for sure. William, I appreciate the call. Again, that information about Breonna Taylor is on the website, on Brendan Tatum's website. Go and look into it, because if you're only listening to the media, what the media said was, good girl, EMT, did nothing wrong, innocent as could be, and there's all this other stuff going on that you never even heard of from them. Tracy Beans, when we come back, the FBI whistleblowers, stuff you have not heard yet. Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Love having this young lady on, the editor-in-chief over at UncoverDC.com. Go to UncoverDC.com every day. Check out the incredible journalism by Tracy Beans and the staff there. Tracy, how are you? Good to see you.
I'm great, Joe. How are you?
Now, you have developed an impersonation of me. Give the people a little of that.
Hi, Joe.
What is that? So, it's pretty good. I developed an impersonation of you, but I'm not going to do it. All right.
Do
so,
it.
No. I'm Tracy Beans. So anyway, here's what we have. We've got a situation where Grassley is talking about the FBI whistleblowers. I saw a piece of video today. Who is this, McCabe? Well, no, it was Ray or somebody sitting there. And right. and he was too busy. I've got a plane. I've got a flight I've got to take. Did you see that piece of video?
I didn't see it yet, no.
And Grassley's response was, you have your own plane. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? So Tracy, these people don't want to talk about it. They don't want to hear about whistleblowers. They don't want anything to be done about it. And in the meantime, you got Merrick Garland like prosecuting those who were at the Breonna Taylor thing in yeah. Baltimore. Fill me in on the whistleblowers. What don't we know, and what do we need to know?
It's so much bigger than just two whistleblowers, Joe. That's the thing.
Okay.
This all loops in to the Ukraine. Okay.
What? What?
Yes. Yes, let me tell you the story.
Please.
Want to hear it?
Yes.
So 2 years ago, Senators Johnson and Grassley started a committee to investigate Burisma, like right in the towards the end of the impeachment. And yes. they were actually doing a real congressional investigation, not the sham J6 nonsense, like an actual one.
And by the way, they had the numbers, right?
Yeah.
They were actually running the committees. Go ahead.
Yes, they were. So they're doing this actual investigation, uncovering a whole ton of stuff using like documents from the Obama administration. Like they had actual legitimate information, legitimate dollars and cents, all kinds of stuff. And the Democrats get wind that they're doing this. And they're like, oh, gosh, we can't have this happen because it's before the election. It's right after impeachment. This is a problem. So July of 2020, they have the New York Post, Politico, Washington Post, Politico, a couple other outlets write a story that the committee and Rudy Giuliani are being fed Russian disinformation in regards to Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Burisma. And
I have to stop you there for a second. Tracy, in the past 7 years, 6 years, why exactly do they get away with lying about everything when they're about to get caught as Russian disinformation? Why is that so effective? Is it because the media is compliant and they're on the side of these idiots that keep saying it? Because anybody, my 7-year-old daughter was like, Daddy, I'm not a reporter, but this isn't Russian disinformation. That she went and played again. So, I mean, why are we always being fed that crap? Is it because so many people will buy it?
No, it's because the media is actually the intelligence community, Joe. That's why.
Wow.
The media was working with them on this. This was not just some happenstance. They plant the stories. A few days later, Nancy Pelosi comes out and says, hey, look, we need a defensive briefing based on this. And here's a classified bit we're attaching that nobody can see. Right. So this reporting and this little classified part here that nobody can see, we need a defensive briefing for every member of Congress and the Senate and the United States government, because we don't want Russia to interfere in our election one more time.
But the entire time, Nancy Pelosi knows that the entire premise is a lie.
Yes. And so do the media. The media get the story from the intelligence community. They print it. Congress uses the story to ask for a defensive briefing. They get one. Then two ranking members on these committees that are doing these investigations, they're sitting there doing it with Johnson and Grassley and the others. They say, you know what, we'd like another briefing just for our committees to make sure that everything's on the up and up. Grassley and Johnson come out at the time and say, we don't need them. We're using information from the Obama administration to find all of this.
Right.
Are you saying the Obama administration is Russian disinformation? Is that what you're trying to say? So they humor them. They take the briefing. As soon as they take the briefing, the media starts writing about how the entire investigation has been peppered by a KGB agent. The KGB agent is actually a member of the Ukrainian parliament who has been working with Rudy Giuliani and has never spoken to the committee, has never talked to the committee, has never given the committee a sliver of information. You remember the tapes that came out of Joe Biden on the phone with Poroshenko?
Yes.
That's what this KGB agent provided to Rudy Giuliani. So they're trying to squelch the actual legitimate investigation, the only one there's been, into Burisma, Hunter Biden, Ukraine. At the same time, they're claiming that all of this information that the committee is using is Russian disinformation from this Ukrainian member of parliament, which is another lie. He denies that completely and totally. And then once that all happens, the media goes on a frenzy with that and starts calling Ron Johnson a Kremlin agent. And, you know, other wow. senators come out and start writing pieces about it, to the point where Ron Johnson, in I believe it was August of 2020, writes a like 5-page long open letter. And if you haven't read it, it's in the column I just wrote. I implore everybody to go read it. He details the deep state and how they're acting and functioning to cover up Ukrainian the corruption in Ukraine and get rid of Donald Trump and all of this stuff in more detail than any sitting member of Congress I've ever seen in my entire life.
I want to stop you for a second and backtrack a little bit. It's Tracy Beans, B-E-A-N-Z. Follow her. It's at Tracy Beans on Truth. You're yes. also, is Gab another big one for you?
Yep. Yeah, I'm on Gab.
Are you on
yes.
Getter?
Yep.
It's all at Tracy Beans.
Yes, sir.
She's got a huge following. Go and do that. Go to uncoverdc.com. Support the site if you're able to. Great journalism needs to have great support. But let me ask you this question. And again, as a former journalist, I knew that I went and I cultivated my own leads, my own, you know, insiders, my own interviews. I went and I touched and I felt and I smelled and I learned about the story before I could report it.
Yep.
Are these reporters that are working with, and you call them the intelligence, they're actually the intelligence in the United States. Are these reporters getting an anonymous call? Hey, psst, Russian disinformation is why Ron Johnson and Grassley are holding these committees. Or are they already working in cahoots with people that they know in the State Department, in the DOJ, in the FBI, in the CIA, in whatever? Are they working knowingly with people that they're not going to name, unknown sources are saying, but they know who they are and they're going yeah. with it? So the question is twofold. A, is it a tip they're getting anonymously and they're writing it knowing that they're going to be a part of the circle that pretends it's Russian disinformation? Or are they in cahoots where they know they have martinis after lunch, at dinner?
I don't know this for a fact. This is my opinion. It's yeah. B. Because you'd have to be an absolute moron to be able to make it A.
Yes.
You'd have to be.
Well, I agree with you, but do they have the ability to claim it's A?
Yes, of course they do. Yes, that's how it works. That's how it works. That is how our media has.
I had to report it, Tracy. I got the call. They said it's Russian disinformation. How could I not report that? That'll be their excuse.
And what about when they say, like, sources familiar with so-and-so's thinking? Like,
yeah, that's not journalism. Like, that's not journalism, yeah.
So that's what they're doing. And this is all of these legacy media outlets. Literally, they're basically paid intelligence agents propagandizing the American people to keep corruption under wraps, because as we're seeing, they're all worked together. We've known this. It's the same thing they did to Donald Trump with Spygate. It's the same thing they do all the time. So forget that May comes around of this year. Well, the laptop comes out, Joe. That's yes. the next thing that happens, right? The laptop comes out.
The laptop that the FBI had for one full year before the election in 2020. Go ahead.
Yes. That same laptop, New York Post writes a story about it. 50 former and current intelligence community experts come out and sign a letter saying it's Russian disinformation, right? Same operation, same exact thing. Anything Hunter Biden, Ukraine is Russian disinformation. And now we're in war. So, you know, I mean, I guess it all doesn't matter at the end of the day, does it? It's so silly. So then the election happens. And now all of a sudden after the election, they released, well, I think they released one report before the election about all the stuff they found, about Democrat lobbying firms working to hide it and all kinds of corruption. They found all of this stuff. They went on the floor of the Senate just recently in May of this year, and they did their presentation and they attacked this Russian disinformation angle head on, because they really, it's really subterfuge of like a very high level what they did to this committee and the way they treated these people. So then all of a sudden whistleblowers start coming forward, Joe, saying, yeah, they hid that laptop. Yes, they planted it. They planted this whole narrative. Yes, they schemed out this whole operation on you guys to keep this stuff under wraps, and name the people that did it. You don't typically see whistleblowers come forward and say it was that guy over there.
Yeah.
Like, It's usually like someone.
But they were that angry by it because a lot of these people who work in these departments do have integrity. And they were sick and tired of being looked like fools.
We're at a point, I think, inside of these institutions where they see the writing on the wall and how bad it's really gotten, because a lot of the stuff that the whistleblowers brought forward, and there were several of them, it wasn't just one or two. This was a lot of folks that came forward. Because remember, Joe, we didn't even know what's his name. I can't even remember it right now. The guy who got off, the one who lied in his email about Carter Page. What's his name?
I can't think of it either, but he's the only one who got in trouble, but then he got away with it.
Right, but he was a low-level guy. Like, yeah. He wasn't some big guy, right? Those people exist in there working on these really important investigations every single day, seeing things like this that just are not right. And then seeing the manuals from Project Veritas that a whistleblower brought forward, the unclassified threat assessment of, like, everyday Americans who happen to have a Don't Tread on Me and Betsy Ross flag hanging on their house and like the Second Amendment. Like, basically everybody but progressive left Democrats is a domestic extremist. And they're saying to themselves, what is happening? We have to do something. And for years, we've been begging whistleblowers to come forward. Please, we have fake whistleblowers blaming the president of the United States for things that other people are doing. Can we please have someone come forward and blow the whistle on some real actual corruption for once? So Grassley and Johnson have been demanding IG investigations. They've been demanding for Ray to answer them with information. They've been demanding all kinds of stuff. They're being absolutely ignored. But things are changing because they have documents now. They have documents, and all members of Congress are starting to pepper this out more. This is a big deal, promise you. Usually letters and you know, whistleblowers and stuff, like, now everybody's like, what's the matter? I'm telling you, this is not going to go away. And I'm telling you, in 3 or 4 months, we're going to be sitting here again talking about something much, much bigger than what we just talked about.
Kevin Kleinsmith.
That was it.
Yeah.
I should know that.
You should. You reported enough on it, but every once in a while it slips the mind. Tracy Beans, BEANZ, go to UncoverDC.com. She's the editor-in-chief there. UncoverDC.com, great journalism. Go support the site and the process as well. So you've got all these whistleblowers coming forward. The Republicans likely will get to head these committees again in January of next year. I hope so anyway. If that happens, Tracy, in your heart of hearts, do you think a real name is going to fall here? I mean, I think Adam Schiff should face charges for lying about Russian disinformation as much as he had. And none of these people are held accountable. 51, I think it was 51 former and current intelligence people said it was Russian disinformation. Does even one of them have to apologize even? Does anybody have to take the fall on the sword?
This is the thing that needs to change. And here is an unpopular opinion that a lot of people don't agree with me on, but I'm going to share it here anyway. At this juncture, Donald Trump, we saw this the other day, he swept everybody that he endorsed, won. Everybody.
Yes, right.
Right. He has the opportunity and had the opportunity to really endorse the fighters, the grassroots, the people that stepped up to run, the people with chops, the people that would do what it takes to hold these folks accountable. And in a lot of these races, in a lot of places, I don't see that he did that. So there's still going to be this mix of, like, the establishment pansy and then the real actual fighter who will push the buttons and follow through on accountability.
The only person I can point to in that case is Oz. And I don't know why he endorsed Oz. I really don't. But the other ones, I mean, you've got fighters in Kerry Lake. You've got fighters in Mastriano. Yes. You've got people.
A lot of good ones.
You've got some that will really get the job done. But let me ask you this. I asked people this since he's left office. Why didn't he clean out the DOJ? Why didn't he clean out the executive branch when he got into office? Did he not think he could? Or do you think the people surrounding him lied about how bad it really was?
I think that he had no idea what he was walking into at all. As a matter of fact, Axios had a piece the other day, Joe, about, like, people close to the former president, right? All of these people that came forward to talk to Axios about his plan to literally gut these agencies and, you know, a certain segment of staff.
Yeah.
That are causing these problems if he gets back into office. And that was, like, Axios's way of being like, do anything you can do to stop him from running again, because I don't think there's any way, if he runs again, he loses. I think most of the country at this point will vote for him over any Democrat the left could put up there.
No,
Joe Biden.
I couldn't agree with you more. But having said that, he had the ability to gut it last time.
He did.
He knew there were leakers. He knew there were people who were every single day, somebody at a high level, or actually on a level that was at least in the know, was leaking on him. He could have fired everybody. Why keep anybody as a holdover? Anybody. You got to go. You know what I mean?
I know. Agreed. And I say the same thing about why he didn't take more decisive action after the election as well. Like, there are so many things that he could have done to investigate, and I understand in retrospect, you could be a Monday morning quarterback, you know what I mean? So I'm not even going there. But, you know, you could have, would have, should have, Joe. Why didn't he? I'm sure he asks himself those questions every single day. If I ever get an interview with him, I'm going to be asking him those questions because I just want to know, like, from the outside looking in, from those of us who do this work, you're looking at it and you're saying, do this, come on. Like, you don't know, we don't know half of what he had to deal with on a daily, so.
Last question for Tracy Beans. Go to uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. Support great journalism. Go there and do that right now. Tracy, is any big name's head going to roll? Hunter Biden is in deep doo-doo, but I'm not really sure that he's going to get anything more than tax evasion, to be honest with you. Is Joe Biden, is he going to be in trouble? Will any of these idiots, Comey and Brennan and Clapper and these idiots, is anybody going to have to pay for what they've done?
Well, they have the opportunity now to pin everything that's going to be or can be exposed in Ukraine down to these biolabs that nobody wanted to admit were there on the Biden family. If I were them, I would take it because that's a good way to get rid of the man who cannot function. I would take it and pin it all on them, put them away, do whatever.
It's very interesting. What you just said is very interesting because when he got elected, and I'm not buying it, but when he got elected, nobody was going to do that. Now that he's shown to be so feeble and so horrible, and they've got to replace him on the ballot in 2024, they have to, he might be the fall guy, might he? I mean, or he's got dirt on everybody. Why is he the president?
I don't know that. I mean, do you see Joe Biden holding dirt on anybody? He can't even form a sentence.
I agree with you, but he was a pretty big scumbag for many, many years, and he was pretty lucid at the time.
Listen, if you juxtapose the Biden family next to the Clinton family, who would you be more scared of?
The Clintons. Yeah. It's Tracy Beans. Go to uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com, and go follow her everywhere. Tracy, great investigative reporting. Thank you so much for what you do. And don't ever try to impersonate me again.
Okay, Joe, I promise. We'll never...
Bye, Tracy. Bye. We'll talk again soon. Keep it here. We're coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad you stopped by. Great insight, as always, from Tracy Bean. Stop by uncoverdc.com, uncoverdc.com. Go there. Go and check it out. The great journalism really does explode from the page. And when you find out more about this whistleblower stuff, you're going to wonder, what the hell's going on? Why didn't we get to the bottom of this? And why are the intelligence agencies allowed to use so-called journalism or the media as an extension of them? So go check it out on uncoverdc.com. Pop culture. Whoop! Hi, Paula, what's going on?
So I know you're a big baseball fan, or at least you were.
Yes.
And I guess just sports in general. You know how if somebody's a collector of baseball cards, the go-to is usually like the rookie year card.
Oh, yeah.
And if it's like autographed, it's worth even more. All that kind of stuff,
yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, so apparently there's a card that's going to go up for auction, and I guess you can call it a rookie card. It's a Mark Zuckerberg baseball card when he was a little kid, and it's autographed.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I mean, it's got stats on it and all that kind of stuff.
How much? Any idea how much?
Well, the starting bid they're saying is going to be $1.
That's Polo. It's going to be a lot more than that. We got to go.
This is the Joe Pags Show.